Everyone to the RF Sports Radio Show. I'm your host, Rodney Fitch. I'll be joined by my co-host, Royce Fisher, here in just a second. This is our world-famous, number one online, number one anywhere, NFL Pick Show. We're going to be picking week one of the NFL as we start the season. Well, I guess we started the season last night, but we're getting into more of the games on Sunday, our first football Sunday. Of course, you can always find us online at rfsportsradio.com. Full-time, 24-hour streaming of sports talk, courtesy of RFSN. And, of course, follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/rfsportsradio. So without further ado, let me bring on the star of our show, the one and only and new Cowboy fan, Mr. Royce Fisher. Royce, how are you tonight?
Well, hello, Rodney. How you doing? I wouldn't go that far to say newest Cowboy fan. I would say impressed fan.
I think that sounds more like new fan to me.
No. I've always been a fan. Not a late
oh,
fan.
Okay. You've but always been a fan, right?
Listen, I've been, I said earlier in a couple of shows earlier that I've been a Cowboy fan ever since they played in the Cotton Bowl in the 60s. I hadn't liked what I saw lately with the Cowboys, but, I was pretty impressed last night. But this is the hardest show to do right now, simply because you're picking who you think is going to win Sunday, not having seen anybody play a regular season game. So you're really kind of going on what you feel. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a hard week, one of the harder weeks to pick.
Now, by week 8, I'd be ready to take you on one-on-one. Because I'd have a better feel of where these teams are.
Yeah, it's a hard week to pick, but this is one of the funnest weeks to pick because you kind of got, like you said, you got to have your heart into it, your mind into it, and kind of pick based on what you've seen last year and what you've seen in the offseason. So.
And be a little psychic.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Well, we do have to start our show off on a more somber note, as you guys have probably heard by now. Art Modell died at 87. He, of course, was a longtime owner of the Cleveland Browns, and obviously moved the Browns to Baltimore, as many people say, in the middle of the night. But he passes away right in the start of a critical season for the Ravens. And if you could, Royce, give us your thoughts about it as well.
Well, Rodney, Art Modell was the Jerry Jones of my generation. Growing up, that's all I heard when he was, owner of the Cleveland Browns. They was America's team back then, in my eyes. He was a great asset to football. Like I said, I grew up knowing the man, hearing about the man, some of his accomplishments. And, it's a sad day for football. We lost another great, innovator of football, as we know today.
Well, talk about his legacy. He was a majority owner of the Browns and then, of course, the Ravens for 43 seasons. One of 15 finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He moved the Browns from Cleveland to Baltimore in February 1996, as we talked about before. And in 43 seasons of ownership, 24 teams he owned had winning records. 18 made the playoffs, 2 won an NFL championship, the Browns in 64, the Ravens in 2000. And, of course, he's elected NFL president, only elected NFL president in league history from 67 to 69. He was chairman of the Owners' Labor Committee, which successfully negotiated the NFL's first CBA. He served on the NFL and AFL Merger Committee and also worked closely with Pete Rozelle to establish the NFL Films when that first kicked off. And in 1970, it was an important negotiator with ABC to finally launch Monday Night Football, and also volunteered to host the first game in Cleveland, which the Browns beat the Jets 31-21. So, very influential guy in the NFL. You know, we lost Al Davis last year. Now we lose Art Modell this year. So, again, these guys have been killers in the NFL.
And, you know, Ronnie, these guys were the founding fathers, like you say, of the NFL. They were big in the merger. They made a lot of changes and innovations back in their time. And, you know, just like Jerry Jones is to you all today, you know, he's a big innovator. Art Modell is the same thing to a lot of people. So,
Absolutely. Big loss. So, no doubt. So, we send our condolences out to the Modell family and also the Baltimore Ravens players and also fans, even Cleveland fans for that matter as well, too. So let's jump into our picks. Of course, we had one game already last night. The Dallas Cowboys beat the Giants 24-17. Tony Romo, 307 yards passing, and DeMarco Murray, 131 yards rushing, and Kevin Ogletree had a coming-out party, 114 yards, and also two touchdowns as well. So I'll sit back, I'll take a back seat, and let you go ahead and tell me how good the Cowboys were.
Well, Ronnie, I think the Giants, as we very well know, I thought the Giants would be more mentally tough than the Cowboys, and then, you know, barring all the injuries to the wide receivers, of course, I really picked the Giants to win. And it was opening night, and they were raising the banner. I thought they had a momentum. Little did I know that the Cowboys were more prepared than I thought they'd shown in preseason. I'm going to tell you what I saw last night. I finally saw a running game from the Dallas Cowboys. I saw, for the first time, they had two defensive backs that they could rely on, where you can release other guys to be a pass rush. Rob Ryan's defense has came into their own. The second year, you know, I'm telling you, this guy has really brought back defense to Dallas, you know.
Wow, man. And it's just to hear you talk about it just sounds so good. Keep going.
Well, you know, it's not a person that knows football doesn't think he's a great defensive coach. That's why they hired him. That's why he's been, everywhere he's been, he's been a success. But they finally had the personnel to implement his kind of plan. Maurice Claiborne and Carr in the back were great. And I can say for New York, they have some defensive back problems. So I will say that. So I'm not giving them A-plus in that category either. But what impressed me about last night, you know, I said Tony Romo was a good quarterback on a bad team. I finally see Tony Romo on a good team. And I say that because if you notice, he let the play clock run all the way down to the last second. I think he called a lot of audibles last night. I think he changed a lot of plays at the line of scrimmage. And I think he saw some things out there that maybe Jason Garrett didn't see. And I saw him read the defense like this. That's why Ogletree was so wide open on both of those receptions. That's why he had 300 yards passing. And I think Miles Austin has lost his job. I was really impressed overall with the Cowboys, but more so in the ability of Tony Romo to manage the game, play Eli managed like. You know, he played it like he controlled the game. I saw Ogletree step up, and that's what all we've been calling for the Cowboys the last couple of years, is who's going to step up. And I saw Ogletree step into that role. It's good to see these young guys stepping up. You know, they came to play last night.
Well, you know, everything you said was pretty much spot on for some respect, but I think Miles Austin's job is safe, let's just say that. I also think a lot of the problems why he was running the play clock down so low because of the and I think that some of the problems he was having with the play clock running down so low had to do with the injury to Phil Costa, his center, you know, being out and having to have a replacement guy in there, a guy that's only been in there since this past Saturday, and they had some problems with that as well, too.
But do you think the plays that he called, that were touchdown passes were called from the coaches, or do you think it's something he saw and called an audible? It looked like to me he was just.
Well, I mean, he did that for a couple of those touchdown throws. He did But I thought the overall game plan was pretty good as well too. Let's take a quick break, guys. When we come back, we'll get right into our picks. You listen to RF Sports Radio, rfsportsradio.com.
This is RF with the RF Sports Radio Show. Do you have a business, a product, a service, or a website, and you need more customers? Advertise with the fastest-growing internet sports radio show and market your business to sports fans worldwide. Don't miss a unique opportunity to capitalize on the biggest marketing genre in the world. Email me at rfsportsradio@gmail.com. That's rfsportsradio@gmail.com. We have options for every budget, and don't let business pass you by.
Get ready for one of the biggest high school football classics. It's the second annual Lone Star Sports Big Lots High School Football Classic, presented by Von Miller. Saturday, September 15th, Game 1, Stephenville versus Ozen Beaumont. Game 2, Cedar Hill versus Booker T. Washington of Miami, Florida. Game 3, DeSoto versus Trinity Ulis. One ticket gets you into all three games. Saturday, September 15th at John Kincaid Stadium. Gates open at 12. Tickets at the schools and LoneStar-Sports.com. Don't miss the second annual Lone Star Sports Big Lots High School Football Classic, Stephenville versus Ozen Beaumont, Cedar Hill versus Booker T. Washington of Miami, Florida. Then the game you've been waiting for, Trinity Ulis, with a number of state championship titles, playing DeSoto with some of the speediest high school players.
He gets a little more, and he's going for the touchdown!
Saturday, September 15th at John Kincaid Stadium. Gates open at 12. For more info, click LoneStar-Sports.com. It's the second annual Lone Star Sports Big Lots High School Football Classic, presented by Von Miller. Be there!
Be there! Be there.
Big Lots, big savings.
Welcome back, everyone, to our program. You're listening to RF Sports Radio, rfsportsradio.com. And, of course, you can find a replay of our show, of course, on the RFSN network by going to rfsportsradio.com and also downloading the show on iTunes as well, too. Our first NFL pick show of the season, and I am excited. I'm ready to go. Cowboys are 1-0. And as of right now, Mr. Fisher, Royce, that is, they're number one in the NFL.
Well, they're the only ones that played in the NFL.
Well,
so, of course, you either win or two. You either win or lose. After Sunday, they won't.
That's the technicality.
That's the truth. After Sunday.
That's just the technicality.
After Sunday, they won't be.
Let's jump right into it. Let's start off with our picks. Of course, these picks are free, and we want to remind everyone, like we always do for this show, these picks are for recreational purposes. So that means that if you decide to do anything different with these picks in an effort to put a little cash in your pocket and you don't win, you can't sue us.
That's right.
So, and also, if you're going to do something like that, make sure all your bills are paid first.
And this is just an educated guess. This is just an educated guess.
I think my pick's a little bit more than just an educated guess.
Okay, man, come on now. You're basing a lot of this stuff on last year.
Based on some of the moves that they made, and also, of course, on last year as well, too.
Okay, let's just be honest. That's what I'm telling everybody. Don't bet on it.
Let's jump right into it. We have the Indianapolis Colts at the Chicago Bears. It's an early game. Game is at Soldier Field, of course. Royce, who are you taking in this game, the Colts and the Bears?
I'm going to have to take the Chicago Bears on this one. I think they're going to put a lot of pressure on Andrew Luck. The defense for Chicago, I think, is going to be overwhelming. And it's Andrew Luck's first game, and he's bound to make some mistakes. I'm going with Chicago and Jay Cutler.
I'm going to take the Bears as well, too, to win this game. And because, like you said, I think Andrew Luck's going to have a – well, it's not going to be that hard to have a better season than what the Colts had last year, only winning two games. But I think that on the road, in Soldier Field, Chicago's poised and ready to go. I think they're going to win this game as well, too. Now we have Philadelphia Eagles at Cleveland. That game's in Cleveland. Of course, this could be a game that the Browns really, really put something into. And, of course, Philadelphia needs a win to start their season off with all the high hopes that they have. Who wins this game, Royce, the Eagles and the Browns in Cleveland?
You know, I almost want to root for Cleveland, you know, simply for the fact of what they're going through or what they just went through. But right now, my mind tells me to go ahead and go with Philly. I think Philly's going to be too much Michael Vick, whether he's running the ball or throwing it long. I think they have too much talent.
Yeah, give me the Eagles there as well, too. I think they'll definitely win this game. It's a game that they should win, so I expect them to win the game definitely against them, especially opening up their season. That's a 1 o'clock game, be a good game to watch. Then you've got the New England Patriots taking on the Tennessee Titans in Tennessee. Of course, Tennessee making the big move to allow Jake Locker to start their season as a starting quarterback. Chris Johnson's back. He's looked really, really good in the preseason. New England, Tom Brady hasn't played much. They haven't really looked well. What's going to happen in this game in Tennessee?
Well, I think Tennessee has gotten a lot better. But I'm going to have to go with New England because despite what you saw in preseason, that's not New England Patriots. And I think Belichick would have ready to play. And even if they do have a bad first half, he always knows how to make adjustments. So I'm about to go with New England.
Yeah, you know what? Everything tells me to pick New England. As you know, I'm not a big Patriot fan, as a lot of people that follow our show over the last 2 years know. But give me Tennessee in the upset.
Wow, this is your first upset pick, huh?
Yeah, give me Tennessee in the upset. I don't know. I just got a feeling about this game for some reason. Give me Tennessee in the upset.
Well, another reason I'm picking New England because Tom Brady is the best quarterback.
Yeah, I know.
Tennessee's going to be better this year, but I don't think they'll beat New England.
All right, hard game here. You got Atlanta Falcons going to Kansas City in Arrowhead Stadium to play the Chiefs. Early game. We all know the Chiefs Stadium is one of the worst stadiums to play in if you're the visiting team, I should say that. So who wins this game, Royce?
And they're going to be loud, rowdy, and proud. I think it'll be Kansas City will look good in this game, but I'm going to give the nod to Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons. I think he's ready.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Falcons to win this game as well, too. Although it's so hard to pick against Kansas City, man. It's hard to pick against Kansas City, but I'm going with the Falcons to win this game. Then you got Jacksonville at Minnesota at the Mall of America Field in Minnesota. Who you picking in this game?
Wow. This was a hard pick for me. Wow. I'm going to say Minnesota wins.
You got Minnesota? Wow. Minnesota,
Just a guess.
Yeah, give me the Vikings as well too. I don't see anything. I know Jacksonville. I know that MJD has been listed as a third running back there. I think he'll get a lot more touches than the third down back is going to get. But I just don't know anything about Blaine Gabbert. I don't trust him to get the ball to Blackman or to Laurent Robinson. So give me Minnesota to win that game.
All right, Adrian Peterson and Percy Harmon. I think those guys are veterans.
Even though AP is not supposed to play a lot, but I think he'll get a chance this game to do something. Then you got Washington taking on New Orleans at the Superdome. RG3 has started the season off in one of the worst places to be a quarterback. Can't hear anything. They're going to be real amped up in New Orleans trying to get that win after the offseason that they went through. So do the Redskins have a chance to win this game?
I think RG3 will be overwhelmed by the Superdome and that crowd in New Orleans. You know, they just dried out a little bit. They're going to be really excited to have a football game for a distraction. Drew Brees is too good a quarterback for them to lose. I'm going with New Orleans.
Yeah, I'm taking the Saints as well, too, to win this game. This is a game they should win, especially a home game like it is. All right, so we got a division matchup, Buffalo at New York taking on the Jets at MetLife Stadium. Who wins this game? Bill O'Rourke, you there?
Okay, go again. Say that again. I'm sorry. Go again, Rodney. Hello?
You've got the Buffalo Bills taking on the New York Jets at MetLife Stadium. Who wins this game?
Since the Jets been in the headlines pretty much most of the summer, with everything that's going on, I didn't see a lot out of them in preseason. I think they're one of the greatest defense there. But I'm going with Buffalo. Fred Jackson, Fitzpatrick, I think they're going to be a much better team than the Jets. I'm going with Buffalo.
Give me the Jets. Give me the Jets to win the home game. I know they've been looking pretty lackluster in the offseason. We all know what's going to happen with the offense. Give me the Jets at home. I think they'll win this game. All right, St. Louis at Detroit, at Ford Field in Detroit. Who wins this game?
Wow, I'm about to go with Detroit. I don't think St. Louis.
I'm just saying, it should be that hard to pick this game.
Okay, well, Detroit. I'm about to give a reason. I'm just going with Detroit.
Yeah, I like the Lions. I think St. Louis has still got a lot of building they have to do.
A lot of work to do.
Yep. Jeff Fisher make a difference, but, hey, man, Detroit, they got Megatron. They got and they had a little success last season making it to the playoffs. And they're going to try to build upon that, I think, as much as possible.
I will say I think Steven Jackson gets 100 yards in this game.
Oh, okay. That'd be something if he gets 100 yards. Miami at Houston at Reliance Stadium. The Texans, of course, trying to duplicate what they did last season. Matt Schaub is back, ready to throw the ball. Ryan Tannehill gets his start on the road. What happens to the Dolphins and the Texans, Mr. Fisher?
Go ahead and mark it down. Houston won victory.
All right.
I'm
you got
going
the Texans.
Houston.
I'll take the Texans as well, too. I think they're going to have a field day against that Miami Dolphins defense. That seems to be the weakest link of that Miami Dolphins team, even though they have a rookie quarterback, which is crazy. All right, so then you have the San Francisco 49ers at Green Bay, Lambeau Field. This is the highlight game, the late game. What's your pick here?
This is a game that I'm really looking forward to seeing on Sunday. Two powerhouse teams, two teams that could possibly be in the Super Bowl. Wow. I'm hard to go with Green Bay. As much as I think San Francisco is going to play a tough game, it's going to be close, I'm about to go with Aaron Rodgers. I'm just basing what I know on last year, 15-1.
So you think that,
I'm making an educated
that's
guess.
That's a tough one, man. That's a tough one.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
That's a
so
tough
I'm
one.
I'm making an educated guess.
You taking Green Bay over San Francisco?
Yeah, and who are you taking?
I'm taking the same pick, man. I'm taking the same pick.
Okay.
I think the Packers at home, I think after this season going 15-1, last season not making it to the Super Bowl again, trying to come back, I think they really got a chip on their shoulder. And if we remember, San Francisco didn't really – they started out the season 1-1. You know, they won their first game, lost to Dallas in the second game, and kind of rattled off wins ever since then, all the way to the NFC Championship game. So, with that said, I think that Green Bay is going to look good. I'm still not really sold on Alex Smith, although he had a good season last year. And I just like the way Green Bay's put together, the way they play, and they're going to be too hard to beat at home. Remember that last game they played at home, they lost. It was a playoff game.
Right. And we will get to see Randy Moss.
Yeah, we will see Randy Moss. How effective he will be, I don't know, but we will see Randy Moss. Next game, Seattle. On the road, taking on the Arizona Cardinals at University of Phoenix Stadium.
Well, this wasn't a hard choice for me. I'm going with Seattle. I tell you what, I think this Seattle team is going to surprise the people.
Think so?
I like this team, yeah.
You know what's funny is that all the rookie quarterbacks are starting. Russell Wilson, Ryan Tannehill, Andrew Luck. Even RG3, they're all starting on the road is some of the toughest places to play, which is ironic. So you think of all these rookie quarterbacks, Russell Wilson is going to get his first win in week one.
Well, Cat's going Russell Wilson. He'll get his first win.
All right, so you're taking the Seahawks, and I'm going to go ahead and take the Cardinals.
So are you serious?
Yeah, I am. I'm taking the Cardinals. I know the offense is not going to be there. Skelton's going to quarterback. But I don't know the offense is going to necessarily be where it needs to be, but I think the defense is going to be okay. Give me the Cardinals to win that game, although Seattle went undefeated in the preseason.
And you betting this on who's quarterback in Arizona?
Skelton's going to be the quarterback.
And that's who you put your faith in, Skelton. Okay.
Yep, I'm Skelton the quarterback. Then you've got a good game here at Carolina on the road at Tampa Bay at Raymond James Stadium. Do we see Cam Newton from last year? Do we see a new Tampa Bay team? Who's your pick here?
Well, I hope Cam Newton doesn't fall under the sophomore year jinx. And if he played as half as he did last year, I'm going to pick Carolina over Tampa Bay.
Wow. I'm going to take the same pick. I got the Panthers over Tampa Bay. For some reason, I have a feeling if they can get out to a good start, they can make the playoffs this year. It's going to be hard to do in the NFC, but there's a good possibility that they will. All right, Sunday night, good game here at Pittsburgh at Denver. You've got Ben Roethlisberger, Peyton Manning in his return. Home game for him at the Mile High Stadium. I think I know who you're picking in this game.
I'm going with the Broncos.
How did I know that?
All the way. I'm going with Peyton. I believe in Peyton Manning.
You know what? Give me the Broncos, too.
Oh.
Give me the Broncos, too. I think, you know, Denver, as we remember, put Pittsburgh out of their misery in the playoffs last year in Pittsburgh.
With Tebow quarterback.
Right. If the defense plays like they did then I have full faith that Peyton Manning can get a win at home against the Pittsburgh Steelers. All right, Monday night, two doubleheaders on Monday night. You got Cincinnati at Baltimore. That's going to be in Baltimore, of course. And we just talked about Art Modell, the owner of the Ravens, passing away. I think the Ravens are going to play with a heavy heart, and I got them all over the Bengals in this game.
Ravens' last chance, our last hope for even going to the Super Bowl. I'm going with the Ravens.
Yeah, I'm taking the Ravens here as well, too. Then you have a West Coast game, late game. That's going to be San Diego at Oakland. Who wins this game?
Do I have to pick this one?
Yeah, you got to pick this one, man. Of course you do. The Battle of the West Coast.
Well, as up and down as both of these teams are, you can't trust neither one of them. They've both been a disappointment for years. But I think Phillip Rivers to make the last hurrah, and I think San Diego takes over.
Got the Chargers. Well, give me the Raiders. Give me the Raiders at home.
You're an old Raider fan or something?
Well, they're at home, you know, and they need to get a win, and I just give me the Raiders. Give me the Raiders to win the game.
Can you trust either one of these teams? That's the thing. Can you trust either one of these teams?
No, you can't. Well, you got to pick one of them.
So
you got to
pick
the Raiders.
Okay.
All right, so let's recap real quick. You've got the Bears, Eagles, Patriots, Falcons, Vikings, Saints, Bills, Lions, Texans, Packers, Seahawks, Panthers, Broncos, Ravens, and Chargers. And I've got the Bears, Eagles, Titans, Falcons, Vikings, Saints, Jets, Lions, Texans, Packers, Cardinals, Panthers, Broncos, Raiders, and, of course, the Ravens as well, too. So
we're different on four games, right?
Yeah, we're different on a few games. That's right. So we'll post these on the website. Go to rfsportsradio.com to find these postings of our picks. Of course, you can always download our show on iTunes. And make sure you listen to RFSN. Get the TuneIn app on your phone. It's the easiest way to do it. Type in RFSN. You can listen to our show all the time. Listen to all of our shows all the time. And, of course, go to the website. You can find the stream there as well, too. Until next week, guys, thank everyone for tuning in. Have a great football Sunday. Thank you for listening to Sports Talk from a Fan's Perspective, where you want it.
And the Cowboys will not be the lone number one team in the country.